The Isle of Man TT is undoubtedly the most famous motorcycle road race in the entire world. It's probably the most famous motorcycle race in the world. It started way back in 1907. And every year, many people from different parts of the world, especially here in Northern Ireland, travel across to the Isle of Man in the early summer to watch these famous road races. The Isle of Man is famous for its road races. You've got the Manx Grand Prix, the Southern Hundred. But the most famous race, undoubtedly, is the Tourist Trophy, or the TT. It's a very fast race, it's a timed race, and sadly it is a race that has claimed many, many lives over the years. Since its inception, 265 people have died as a result of these road races, and it's a very dangerous race. The fastest lap on record, Peter Hickman, an average lap record of 135 miles per hour. Phenomenal speeds, just one man in a machine. And of course, Joey Dunlop, a famous rider here from our home province in Northern Ireland, from Ballymoney, won, I think, 26 races at the Isle of Man TT. And one of my childhood memories was going to some of the races around here in the province, the Dundrod Grand Prix, the Temple 100, the Northwest 200, and seeing Joey with his famous yellow helmet and oftentimes in a Honda coming across the finishing line. So there it is, the Isle of Man TT, and a couple of old tin signs here, the world's most famous race for the thrill of your life and the holiday to Isle of Man, that famous week in June every single year. But dear friends, life has its dangers as well. And life is often described as a race. Sometimes people who are trying their best to be successful and make a lot of money talk about the rat race. And certainly life can become very much like a rat race. And sometimes you find it difficult to slow down. We always feel that we have to be putting the pedal to the metal and going as hard as we can in order to be the very best that we can be. And sadly, many people are dropping out of the race and finding life very, very difficult. And so it is. But the Christian life is described as being a race as well. The Apostle Paul was very much aware of this. So often in his letters, he speaks about running with patience the race that is set before us. He speaks about winning the prize, pressing towards the mark, pressing towards the finishing line. He speaks about obtaining an incorruptible crown. And certainly there's a trophy laid up for every single Christian who runs the race well and finishes the race and keeps their eyes upon the Saviour. Now, whenever the Apostle Paul was an aged man, he was in prison. And he knew that because of his faith in Jesus Christ and his stand for the gospel and his desire to spread the gospel, his days were numbered. And the last letter that Paul ever wrote was a letter to Timothy. Timothy was a young Christian, a young pastor, a young evangelist, starting out in his Christian life, witness and service. And the Apostle Paul loved Timothy. In fact, it was in many respects through Paul's influence that Timothy became the great man of God that he was. Paul spoke about Timothy being a son in the faith. And the last letter that Paul ever wrote was 2 Timothy. And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, writing from a prison cell, the Apostle Paul says these words, I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Paul was ready. I wonder today, are you ready? Paul was very much aware of the brevity of life. He said, the time of my departure is at hand. And those are two things that are very important. It's important for us to realize how short life is, and that we could leave this scene of time at any stage, at any moment, and therefore it's important to be ready. But Paul was going to see to it that he passed the finishing line with flying colours. I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. Paul hadn't dropped out of the Christian race. Even there in a prison cell, he was finishing well. And then he has this wonderful assurance, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Paul was going to finish well. It's often said it's not how you start that's the important thing, but it's how you finish. Paul wanted to finish the race well. I wonder today, have you started out in the Christian race? Are you ready? Dear friends, the time of our departure is imminent. We could leave this world at any time. Important to know that we're serving the Lord and our eyes are upon him. May God bless you. May you finish the course well. And may you receive one day a crown of righteousness. Thanks for listening, folks. See you again next time.